Loz, we can't get through all the text messages we're getting this morning regarding the current hero of the nation, that being Brad Davidson, with his double getting up at $20 yesterday, the all-up. Brad Davidson, well done, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, TK. Thanks for all the messages. It was just saying yesterday, it's been quite a lean trot, and it's a funny game racing. It has a way to level out, and nice to get a couple home there yesterday. Well done to anyone who took the all up or backed them both. Congratulations.
Yeah, we'll get your tips off you a little bit later, but it was a good night last night, the New South Wales Awards there for racing.
Yeah, it was a good night, wasn't it? Plenty of awards given out and plenty of people honoured after another tremendous season. I guess the highlight was Chris Waller presented with his 9th successive Bart Cummings medal there. He cleared away in that award, 133 points for the season, well advanced of James McDonald on 67 and James Cummings on 59. So James McDonald, of course, his 3rd George Moore Award for winning the Sydney Jockeys Premiership. Robbie Dolan took out the Theo Green Award for Sydney Leading Apprentice. Winks was the tab.com.au New South Wales Champion Horse of the Year and the Mile of the Year and the Middle Distance Horse of the Year. The Autumn Sun was the 3-year-old of the Year, Angel of Truth, the New South Wales Provincial Horse of the Year, which was well-deserved. Extine, the New South Wales Country Horse of the Year. Osborne Bulls, the Sprinter of the Year. Shro, the Stayer of the Year. Dixie Blossoms, the Queen of the Autumn. And great to see Ninni Viscotto as well get the New South Wales Racing Riders Personality of the Year. She's inspiration to many people, Ninni, and quite sick and ill with her continual battle this week, but tremendous courage to be able to get up there on stage and get out of hospital for the night and accept that award. Alexandra Maher, the Sydney Strapper, and River Bird, the Bob Sauce. The other one, Kia Meese, the New South Wales 2-year-old Horse of the Year, was probably the only one that that I wouldn't say I disagreed with, but maybe I was not surprised to win the Golden Slipper, but I thought it would have went to microphone there, but there wasn't much between them, was it? It was one of those seasons for the 2-year-olds where there wasn't a great deal between them. Microphone was second in the Slipper and won the size and won a Group 2 in a listed race leading in as well, but there wasn't much between them. I thought that microphone might have got the nod there slightly, but the judges happy to go with Kia Meese, of course, winning the crowning jewel with the Golden Slipper.
We told you when you turned the corner, it would be a highway. Let's hope it's a highway at Kensington, the running on the Kensington track. We don't have many meetings on the Kenzo track, although it's standing up extremely well. Saturday meetings, I mean, on the Kensington track. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I think it's been a credit to all the track staff in the last few months, this track. It's been the fairest track in Sydney the last couple of months, that's for sure. So hopefully it continues there on Saturday. But the hardest to beat was race 3, number 9, Pandemic there for the Godolphin. You had a really impressive winner on debut. Look, it's been $6 into $3. I marked it about $3. So it's probably around its right price now. But I think it was the hardest to beat on the program. In terms of a couple of roughies or the best value, race 4, number 5, November Man, around that $8.50 mark. He just loves 1,000 metres on a firm track. He's had a nice little freshen up. He might miss a start. That's a little query I've got. But he'll be rocketing home there at the $8.50. And this is his right setup. And the best roughie, I thought, was race 6, number 2, East Ender there for the Chris Waller Yard. A new horse for the stable. Pretty good record in Tasmania, this horse. And first up last preparation, he won at Devonport over 1,880 metres with 65 kilos. He came off a very slow speed that day and caught the best late splits of the day. And look, I love the way he's trialled up for this. I just thought he was over the odds there at $16 in a pretty open Premier's Cup prelude. But they're the three for me. Hopefully we can continue the day, but you're going rough with a couple of those there.
Yeah. How do you rate the winning form of a horse called Bangkok in race 7? And I know Ren's Day is the hot pot from the Godolphin Yard, but do we overlook winning form too much?
We probably do. She's a horse that I've definitely underrated. I liked her a few starts back, and then I probably jumped off because she just got into those harder races. But she was very good the other day. Alan Denham's done a terrific job with this mare to just take her to that new level. I think it's fair to say 12 months ago, she was nowhere near probably the Saturday City grade that she's been racing in. But my only concern with her is just that, like her last 3 runs have been on genuine wet tracks. I know she has a good record on good tracks, but probably in weaker grades. So that was my little concern. But you're right, we might underestimate when she's flying, and she has been underrated right throughout. Ren's Day is an interesting one. I think it's a horse that probably will drift. Hard to line up. Did trial well, but look, the form around Cracksman and Cloth of Stars, who course, as former out of Naval, is just simply outstanding. But first up 1400, White Gate, I'm assuming they'll go back and run on. And he is first up since August last year. So I do think if you do like him, you will get a better price on race day.
All right, we've got the Kenzo, and then we've got Group Racing Returns the Saturday after. So tomorrow week, Group Racing Returns to Sydney. We look forward to that. Good on you, Brad. Hopefully the form holds firm tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good luck to all the punters this weekend.